Keith, was it persistence or was it persistence and a bit of good fortune that got you that equaliser?
I think we played quite well second half. One or two frustrations. I understand the opposition doing the tactics that they did. I thought it was brilliant once they nicked a goal. But in the second half, a little bit of frustration. And I can understand the frustration. They're always difficult to break down. But persistence, definitely. And then the fighting spirit. You know, I think we didn't fall victim of Callum Camps. It actually made us grow in the game. And we took the game to the opposition even more then. You know, we took one or two risks that you probably wouldn't take. One-on-one at the back, etc., etc. But we got situations out of being down to 10 men. Jamie Allen at the crossbar, etc., etc. We had some good free kicks, some good corners going to the box. And one of them actually found the back of the net.
First half was pretty poor, I guess, by Rochdale's standards.
Yeah.
What did you say at half time?
I don't mind losing this game as long as we saw a reflection of what it is we do. You know, and that's how I was trying to like promote a growth in self-belief, a growth in confidence, and hopefully, you know, a step forward. Because you have to be brave. You know, we were making mistakes, there's no question about that in the first half. And it looks a bit ugly. I thought we grew into the game really well towards half time. I thought we looked very, very dangerous. Probably, you know, a little bit naive in front of goal. We have to make more of our penetration. But I was reasonably pleased going into half time, not with the first 20 minutes of the game or conceding the goal. But I'm reasonably happy about a lot of things the players are doing, and I have to carry the can for the psychology. I have to try and build the players' confidence. And when I said at half time, I really don't mind losing this game as long as we start showing what it is we're capable of doing, being brave on the ball.
Because it is early days, isn't it? And you said in your programme notes that there's no pressure, but you're still seeking that
pressure. But unfortunately, there is, though. That's the nature of the game. Yeah. You got to live with that pressure every day. And I just want the players to be able to accept that pressure, me accept the pressure that's been created by the success we've had and the players. And the problem is, once you show how good you are at something, anything below that leaves supporters, managers, teammates with a sense of a little bit of disappointment. So it is difficult, there's no question about that.